In a lifetime, we are left with moments of memory, pinpoints of light and sound that can send the years spinning backwards. Here is one from 20 years ago. You hear Kate McGarrigle play the piano, and she sings the opening verse of Talk to Me of Mendocino. And then at the chorus, Kate's voice is joined luminously by her sister Anna's voice. Anna and Kate McGarrigle are French-Canadian and Irish in heritage. They grew up in a musical family in the mountains of Quebec in the small town of Saint-Sauveur-des-Monts. They've been songwriters since the late 1960s. Their songs often made more famous by others, and they've continued to write and occasionally to perform. The McGarrigles came to Washington for a concert, and we talked the next day about their audience, the people who've been coming to see them for a couple of decades now.
I think the people last night are true fans, because you'd start a song and somebody would immediately clap. They recognize this stuff.
They knew Heart Like a Wheel.
Yeah,
songs
they
like
knew
that.
Entre la Jeunesse, Kiss and Say Goodbye. Yes, Sodium Chloride. I mean, people.
Anna's also kind to me. She also.
No, but I can hear that, because sometimes I'm surprised, you know, when people start applauding.
Do you think they were the same people who were in your audience 20 years ago, and they now have? They had gray hair. Let's face it. They had nice cars out in the parking lot, right?
Yeah. That's okay. That's good.
Exactly the same people. Like, not their sisters or brothers or friends, them.
Right. I noticed, for example, you closed the program. The last encore was Talk to Me of Mendocino. And the lights came up, and there was a man behind me who was by himself, and he was crying.
Really?
And I thought, well, he's been listening to this song for a long time, and it means something in his life. And
right.
When it is time to write new material, how different is it to be writing for yourself at this age and for an audience that you presume to be this age? What's the difference in the songwriting now?
I think that we both still write songs. I mean, as always, a little something will affect you. You'll see something, it might be a little something, and you just automatically start to turn that into a song. You're not really thinking about the audience. You really are thinking of that particular song that you're writing.
I think it's very personal to start with. You're not really thinking in terms of an audience, you know, sitting there listening to the song.
You have a song about your mother's death and about her funeral.
Yes, that was just, it's not really a song about our mother, because, I mean, our mother is much too complicated to write, you know, just a 3-minute song about. But it is about all the things that you normally love, like a certain kind of bird or you know, a flower that you normally would love, but it kind of revolts you because it only reminds you of your mother's death. But I've gotten over that now, I have to, you know, admit. And I find it hard to sing on stage, so I try and get out of singing it as much as possible.
It's bothersome to perform it.
Yeah, I don't like to bring people down, you know. But at the time that I wrote it, it meant a heck of a lot to me. And, I mean, I think we sang it for maybe, a couple of months, and then we recorded it. And now that it's recorded, I find it hard to sing.
The white-throated sparrow sings a lonesome song, and it only serves to remind me that my dear mother's gone. that my dear mother's gone. The sky was clouding over, the sun had gone away. One sad afternoon in the unmerry month of May. The pink and yellow lilies still haunt with their perfume, and only serve to remind me of her lying in that room. Of her lying in that room. The rain was coming down as they took her.
Kate, you have a song which has a story to begin with, which is about, is actually about being older.
Mm-hmm.
A former suitor of yours,
yes.
One-time suitor of yours, very serious.
Big-time suitor.
and it didn't work out, and he runs into your 17-year-old daughter, yes. Someplace.
Yes.
And thinks...
He thinks that it's me, and she was really kind of freaked out. She came home, and she said, "Ma, this guy kind of grabbed me, and he looked as if he had seen a ghost." And I said, "Did he have red hair?" She said, "Yes." I said, "Oh, it's so-and-so, yeah."
And you had never told your daughter about...
Oh, I think, yes. And as a matter of fact, we had kind of remained more or less friends, but I hadn't maybe seen him in 10 years or something. But just what mostly occurred to me was the fact I never thought that she looked like me. That my daughter looked like me. Mm-hmm. I mean, she kind of has fair hair and blue eyes, and she's taller than I am. And I started watching. I said, "Oh yeah, her hairline's the same." And she often likes to wear my old clothes and stuff like that, and sweaters. And I go, "She is very much, not very much like me. She is me, because that's what she is. Half of her is made up of me." Mm-hmm. And you start to understand that.
Her hair was dyed black, and she was bending down, picking something off the ground. She was 17, and he said, "Oh my God, it's Kate." She said, "No, I'm the daughter of Kate. My name is Martha. Who are you?" Ma never told me, never told me.
Anna, what did you think when Kate brought this song along? What did you think?
What happened is she brought along a half-done song. And what I did is sometimes you can get into a person's headspace. I mean, but you're actually going in your direction. But I understood what Kate was getting at. But then I suggested something for the song, which was to talk about this trip to Matapedia. Like that here is the little girl meets this man. This thing starts going through his head, and then he starts to remember the trip that he took with Kate.
Explain, yeah. Matapedia.
It's a town on the border of Quebec and New Brunswick, where the Restigouche and the Matapedia rivers meet.
This is way up in the northeast corner of Quebec, just at the tip of Maine. And it has like railway tracks and kind of evergreens and cliffs and rushing rivers. It's got that kind of terrain.
There's a whole lot of drama in this particular part of the song. How do you musically get that? It's almost ferocious what happens when you're singing this part of it. How do you get that into a song?
By holding a lot. In that particular case, I think, you know, when I think about it, it's like, because we try and do it every time we do it on stage, when you're working on the stage, you're holding long lines and you're playing fast motion underneath it, like Matapedia. It's to suggest a train almost, mm-hmm. because it's a railway junction. That's really what it's kind of like. There's a little, it's a very poor little area, and this train that goes through like between these mountains along this river. And it just kind of suggests that motion, you know. And that's what I wanted to remember. Because in actual fact, because Chris and I were driving back in an Austin Healey, and we had 60 minutes to make this ferry. I said, "How many miles left?" They say 47 miles to Viadaloo, where we're taking the ferry. And I go, 47 minutes. You know, we really were like that. Just absolutely minute to mile.
Matapedia.
Do you ever think about 20 years from now, 40 years from now, about writing love songs? There's a lyric that you sang in the program, in the show, I want to make love to you till the day comes breaking through. It would be nice to be able to write about that 20 years from now, 30 years.
I make love to you. I don't know.
And from day to day, I don't think about 20 years down the line.
I don't know. Sometimes there is a lot of pressure on people to stay young, and maybe they don't want to stay young. Particularly us baby boomers, you know. Maybe some people do want to slow down. Maybe they don't want to go to this and learn that and jog every day or lose that 20 pounds or, you know, that kind of thing. I think it's an interesting world we live in.
Some say your heart is just like a wheel. When you bend it, you can't mend it. And my love for you is like a sinking ship. And my heart is on that ship out in
Heart Like a Wheel, a song from the first Kate and Anna McGarrigle album, released in 1975. Their latest CD is called Matapedia.